You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your neighbors. Come summer, this simple fact might transform into a point of contention as the warm weather gives us a wider range of options for leisure, beyond curling up with a mug of hot chocolate and calling it a night. Those living in houses might find music blaring from a party somewhere over the fence, dogs barking from a backyard, and a small jungle beginning to form on a neighbor's lawn where well-kept grass could be. We might wish away these intrusions into our own schedules and sensibilities, but we would be overzealous to do so. One might recall the episode of The Twilight Zone where bank teller Henry Bemis only wants peace and quiet so he can read. Bemis wakes up in a post-apocalyptic world delighted to be alone with his books, only to have his glasses break, preventing him from reading them. Just as Bemis needs society to repair his glasses, we need our neighbors to form the communities we're a part of, and often, their presence can be a crucial lifeline. Knowing our neighbors is linked to lower rates of depression and anxiety, and an overall sense of well-being. Further, a good relationship with those who live beside us can also mean material aid during difficult times. Neighbors can help pick the kids up from school, send over baking, or shovel a walkway. Despite these benefits, a 2019 study from Nextdoor concluded that close to 40% of Canadians only know one or two of their neighbors. This erosion might be the result of modern conveniences. In recent years, the internet has become a common route to find community, but connecting over a screen often divides more than it unites. Arguments with the anonymous can take precedence over meaningful connection, with algorithms designed to ignite our anger in exchange for our valuable attention. House design likely also plays a role in keeping us apart from our neighbors. Front garages allow us to leave and enter our homes without stepping outside, widening the gap between ourselves and others even further. Thankfully, the same season that might bring a flurry of activity to the neighborhood also presents opportunities for togetherness. Pet walkers who might have been inclined to speed through the street in minus 35 weather might find opportunity to slow down and say hello. Music coming from a next-door party might be an excuse to throw your own, or invite a neighbor over for an evening bonfire. Block parties, a notable St. Albert staple of warm weather and community togetherness, can also be a great way to facilitate introductions between households and bolster safety within neighborhoods. Ultimately, bridging the gap between ourselves and our neighbors might transform their idiosyncrasies from burdensome behavior into a simple side effect of proximity. We should be thankful for the patchwork of activity that forms our communities. If not perfect, the sights and sounds of our neighbors are a welcome sign of life, a marker of the good our coexistence can offer.